Hello, everybody. Today's date is November 23rd, 2019. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's podcast is going to be about cleaning. Now, when we think about cleaning, of course, we think about spraying stuff down, washing it. Some people think about it as organizing. Some people think about it as emotionally cleaning. And some people think about it as spiritually cleaning. Whatever, cleaning negative energy, however it may work. Let me tell you a cute little story. So, I go to work every day, and I started buying this new product from Grove Collaborative called Method. And the spray is peppermint spray to, you know, clean, but it's environmentally friendly. Fell in love with it. I mean, I can't get enough of it. I could spray all day long. Anyway, so I'm a preschool teacher, and I've been washing, you know, the counters, the tables down, mopping the floor with it, and I'm constantly forever cleaning. We always are, me and my co-worker, and of course other teachers as well, in their classrooms. So anyway, I'm very proud of this. So when I walk in the classroom, I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm the most organized person, but I don't want to see stuff all over the place. It just drives me nuts. So I've been working really hard in making sure that, you know, things are kind of in a neat pile and, you know, getting rid of stuff or boxes, you know, whatever, and making it a little bit more organized. Anyway, and of course, washing everything down. So last night, a few different families came in and said, "I love the smell of your classroom." I was so proud. Because some people look at me like I'm insane when, you know, it's like, oh, I gotta wash this, I gotta wash that, you know, literally gets under my skin, to be honest with you. And, you know, of course, being a teacher, we always have to be on top with the kids and, you know, you have to do curriculum and whatever. You know, that's obviously more important. But for me, it's not, I don't know, for me, cleaning and, you know, seeing stuff all over the place, it's distorted in my mind. I can't explain it. But yet I come home and I look and I say, one day I'm going to clean you. One day I'm going to clean you. Anyway, so I thought everybody would like that story. Now I'm going to go on to what I always talk about, which is the spiritual and emotional aspect of things. Think about it. When you go home or when you go over someone's house or maybe you go somewhere, and you see disorganization and dust and, you know, dirt and filth. I mean, does that give you a welcoming feeling? Do you want to walk into that? Or do you want to walk into something that's welcoming, right? I mean, there's not going to be a day that somebody's going to come over my house and see dishes everywhere. Unless I had just cooked something. And then for that, you know, I can't do anything about that until the cooking's done. But the same thing with, you know, papers everywhere, magazines everywhere, boxes everywhere, whatever. And I mean, things should be clean, right? You wanna go somewhere where it's clean. If you went to a restaurant to eat, how would you feel if there was dust on the tables and, you know, disorganization? So try to be mindful about that. Okay, now I'm really going to get to what I always talk about. The truth is that, again, cleaning is welcoming, right? A clean home, a clean job, a clean anything is more welcoming than something that's not. You yourself, if you're the person living in that state that, you know, where everything's disorganized, you know, dust is everywhere, and you need to clean it out, clean it out. Little by little. Just get rid of stuff. I used to be not a hoarder, but I used to be that person because I am into education, you know, and I remember my friend who was also a teacher. She's a real teacher. I mean, like, she gets paid big bucks because she's a specialist in ESL. And I remember her and her husband telling me, "Cheryl, anything that's 10 years old, get rid of it. It's obsolete. Like, it doesn't even exist anymore." So, I started doing that, getting rid of my books, you know, that you know, there are some I'm holding on to that I know the information will be there forever. For me, it meant a lot, and it will always mean a lot. Not that I read. I mean, I only read, like, little pieces of stuff. I mean, one day I would love to be able to be that person to sit down and read a book. I'm just not. It's just not a me thing. I like to write or talk or sing or whatever. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying. If you're in a calm state, right, in a calm place, more things will come to you. And what I mean by that is if you go home every day after work, after your stressful day, whatever kind of job you have, nobody's job is easy. I mean, I don't know of anybody's job being easy. But, I mean, you could be that person, but I doubt it. Anyway, all I'm saying is that just let's think about this, okay? You go to work every day, 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever the time you work. You come home from work, whether you live alone, whether you live with somebody, doesn't matter. If you walk into a mess, how are you going to feel? You're not going to feel upbeat. You're not going to feel energized. You're not going to feel great about anything. All you're going to say is, oh, tomorrow I got something else to do, right? Sounds familiar. I mean, I say this every day when I look at certain things. I'm like, you know, one day I'm going to get rid of you. One day I'm going to get to you. You know, whatever, right? And then you get to it, and then you feel so much better. All of a sudden, you feel uplifted. Your spirit's uplifted. Your energy's uplifted. Your emotion's uplifted, right? These are the things you want in your life. You don't want the stress. You don't want the negativity. You want the uplift feeling. You want the energized feeling. You want that feeling of, oh, I have a beautiful place of serenity. It surrounds me. Hey, you know, you never know. Get some exercise in. Maybe you can dance while you clean. Don't laugh. Me and my friend were having a conversation. So I have this habit. I brush my teeth all the time. I mean, some people say I'm OCD about it, right? Because this has been ever since I was a little kid. I take my toothbrush to school. I take it to work. I take it to whatever, right? Anyway, it's the same thing. You're brushing your teeth in the morning. Nobody's in the bathroom with you. I mean, I don't think so. Not with me, at least, right? So I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm just doing a song in my head. And, you know, I'm just dancing around. Now, I'm huge, by the way. Like, I'm nothing at all. But it's fun. It's uplifting. It's great. Nobody's watching me. Nobody's got this video camera. Oh, my God, what's that girl doing? At least I hope they don't, because that would be really bad. That would be a YouTube episode that everybody could crack up at. Anyway, all I'm saying is get clean. Get clean in your home. Get clean in your job. Get clean in your spirit. Get clean in your environment. Get clean with everything. And if you have kids, God bless you, because that's an endless clean that just doesn't keep, you know, that just, it doesn't end. That I know. I had a child. I have a 28-year-old now, but I did have him when he was young, obviously. And, yeah, that was fun. In fact, I'll tell you a quick funny story about that as well. When my son was 8 years old, I remember there was an, I used to work the overnight shift, and I remember my son saying to my parents, they were, you know, they were going at it. And they were like, your son, he won't clean up his mess. He made this disaster and he won't clean up. And I was like, you know, I was getting ready to go to work. And I was like, Chris, you got to clean up. You made the mess, whatever. Just clean. It's your mess. And he turns around and he says to us, did you ever hear of childhood labor laws? I'm going to call Oprah. That's it. I'm done. Yeah. These are things that I dealt with when I had a child. And yeah, it was fun. But anyway, if you have any questions, if you have anything you'd like to add, if you want to just chat, please feel free to comment on this episode, or you could send me an email at lucky7158@AOL.com. Join my Facebook page, Cheryl's New Beginning. Go ahead, do it. Recommend people. I would love for that, because I definitely don't have enough followers. Anyway, I hope everybody has an amazing day. Remember, get clean. Bye.